Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, May 28th, 2023. Today he is reminding us once again that there is no separation. Life is love. You are love, and love is boundless. There is only God, with whom each and every one of you is eternally at one. To understand that, as you live your lives in human bodies, experiencing their limitations, is impossible, and you tend to find yourselves undergoing enormous mood swings that severely undermine the true joy of life, even if in the present moment all your needs are being met. It is very confusing and unsettling for you, and as you are almost constantly being fed the drama of worldly events of a very unhappy and fearful nature, it is very difficult for you to be relaxed and at peace for more than a few minutes at a time, as your egos keep presenting you with personally worrying what-if thoughts. Life is love, and love is boundless, but you have chosen the human experience of limitation for the lessons you wish to learn, to come to the realization that separation from your source is utterly impossible, that it never happened. And maybe you are wondering how the experience of limitation could teach you that separation is impossible, when it constantly appears to demonstrate to you that in the end you are all separate and alone. You are born out of a relationship into the separateness of a human body, where you remain until it can no longer support life and you die. But you are love. You are not your body, and as your conscious awareness grows, the realization arises that your conscious awareness of being alive is experienced through your body, but is not that body. So, at death, where does that awareness go? Many think it is also terminated. But if you truly listen to your awareness, your heart, mind, center of beingness, you will get the intuitive insight, the knowingness, that that cannot be true. And that realization is uplifting, but also confusing. However, since the moment of your creation, you have always been alive, and you always will be, because you were created to enjoy the wonder that is God, that is one, that is you eternally. There is no termination point for any who God has created, because God is eternally living more and more love into being in a constant and endless creative expansion of herself for the infinite joy of herself and of all whom she creates. There is nothing to be confused about because there is only love, nothing else, which embraces all, always. Therefore, there is no reason to be confused. Confusion arises because you allow yourselves, in fact encourage yourselves through your egos, to doubt the reality that you are one with your source in every moment, and without even a micro-moment of separation from her. She is all, and you are each an essential part of all, because that is her will and also yours. Yet, in complete and utter freedom, you chose to experience the unreality of separation from source, to experience what you thought would grant you total independence, to experience freedom beyond the infinite freedom you already had and into which you were created. And because when she created you, she endowed you in that moment with all that she is and has, there is therefore no possibility of anything, freedom, power, creative ability, conscious awareness, oneness, beyond what you already have and have had since the magnificent moment of your creation. Therefore, in order to experience a sense of separation, you had to construct an unreal environment where you could pretend to be separate. And because of your enormous creative abilities, you were able to do so. Whatever you may have thought before you constructed and entered into that unreal environment, Once you did enter, you lost all memory or knowing of your true nature, of who you were. That lack of memory of reality is an essential aspect of the unreal environment of separation that you constructed for yourselves. It is part of the game of unreality, which is now far too intense and fear-inducing to be a game in which you wish to continue playing. There is only God, reality, and all that she created is eternally enveloped in the holiness that is Mother, Father, God. Your seemingly very real state of separation is like unto a dream or an image that dissolves when you awaken from it, leaving no memory or trace. However, while you are experiencing yourselves as within it, it is terrifying because while there you lack the knowing of your inseparability from your source. You experience yourselves as disconnected, alone, helpless in the vastness of the illusion that you built and in which you find yourselves as tiny or insignificant beings in a vastness of material form that seems to be infinite. No matter how far modern technology allows you to peer into the distant space of the multiverse, it seems to have no limits. In its apparent enormity, you appear as nothing of any consequence, totally meaningless within it. And because that is a most horrifying nightmare, you have done everything in your power to deny it, to bury it deep within the unconscious and inaccessible aspect of your human forms, way below the brain level at which your intellect operates. Your collective awakening is the result of the collective choice humanity made to cease denying reality. Despite your momentary choice to deny reality, the horror of that choice has finally led you to a decision point, either to go deeper into denial and thus make the sense of separation even more horrific and intense, or to trust that God is and to awaken, and you have collectively chosen to awaken. It is the only alternate choice available to you while you maintain a belief in the illusory world of form. You have been delaying it and delaying it, partially because of your intense, ego-driven sense of guilt and the consequent belief in an unreal God of judgment, shame, and punishment, and partially because you have done an excellent job of convincing yourselves that you will escape the horror of separation by your human death. Neither of these beliefs have any validity. They are, in truth, totally insane. That realization of the insanity is what has finally led you to this moment of choosing to awaken into your natural state, reality. Therefore, when you go within daily to your own individual holy sanctuaries for some essential quiet time alone, you need to reconfirm your absolute trust in Mother, Father, God, and allow yourselves to accept that you are and always have been fully alive and consciously aware of this divine truth, that you are in every moment of your eternal existence, at one with her, enveloped in and embraced by her infinitely loving presence. She is the one presence that accepts you completely and unconditionally in every moment because you are her divine and eternally beloved child. Guilt, shame, judgment, and punishment are of the illusion, totally unreal, figments of your separated imaginations, nebulous, insubstantial, and absurd. You are all love, being loved by love, Source, Mother, Father, God, the One that is all, in an intensity of peace and joy of which your human minds are totally unable to conceive in any meaningful manner. So relax. You are eternally safe and infinitely loved. In spite of any impressions to the contrary that your human condition, your egos would attempt to convince you to engage with. Therefore, allow yourselves to know the truth of who you are. With so very much love, Saul.